There is no such thing as perfect parenting, but according to moms online, myself included, I'm sure, we make it look like everything is so easy and picture perfect. There's this image that we have in our minds of what a perfect parent should look like and what they should do, but why? Today, I'm speaking with the one and only Jamie from the Genuine Mom Podcast. Have a listen as we talk about what perfect parenting means to us and what the really important things are that maybe don't make it to Instagram. Jamie, welcome to the Anything But Simple Talk podcast. I am so excited to have you with me today.
I'm so excited to be here. This is awesome.
And I was just saying how it's so nice to have someone with the most perfect sound because you also have your own podcast called The Genuine Mom Club.
Yep.
And I think you are truly the genuine mom. You always make me laugh, but you're also so genuine and real with everything you do. So this topic is perfect for us. We're talking about something that doesn't exist. It's called perfect parenting.
Yep. Totally doesn't.
What is it that you think, maybe is it social media? Like, what is it that you think where we get this idea of what perfect parenting is? And what do you think that looks like on social media?
Well, I think because of social media, perfect parenting has been completely blown up. And it's annoying because there's no such thing. There is no such thing as perfect parenting. There is no such thing as, you know, like somebody having a picture perfect life all the time. Like, life is messy. Mm-hmm. And that's normal. And that's expected. And I think we unfortunately get this whole idea of like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so has this beautifully perfect life, so I have to as well. But it's just so inaccurate. It's so untrue. That's not how things work.
Exactly. And I think too, when you see people like social media influencers, they're always like, they have to have it picture perfect all the time. Even their stories, everything. It's like, it's that genuine piece of them is gone because it's all so picture perfect, but people get so caught up in that and think that's what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah. And it's actually quite sad. Like, I've talked about this a few times on my podcast. It's sad. It's sad how, you know, those people, the social media influencers with the, you know, millions of followers are the ones setting this whole precedence for this is how your life should look, because it's BS. Your life does not look like that. Your life should not look like that. Your life is real. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. Exactly. And why do you think we have this pressure put on us to have this picture perfect idea? Because I know even for myself, like I used to be a wedding planner. So I have like a vision of like, I like things in sequence. I like things color coordinated. So sometimes when I'm posting, I'm like, does this look right with this? But then sometimes I'm like, well, maybe I should just post a picture with no makeup, zero filter, and be like, guys, remember. And that's why I do that on my stories. I think if someone follows me, they'll see that when I'm having my bad days, I have no shame. I will tell you exactly what's going on. But where do you think we get this pressure? Why do we put this pressure on ourselves?
Well, I think it goes back to our childhood. Like, not to say that social media hasn't influenced it crazy, right? Like, and it has. But when we're kids, we have this idea that being an adult is like this perfect thing. We see like the adults in our lives and it's like, well, look at them. They go to work and like, look at how much fun they get to have. And like, I can't wait to be an adult. Like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an adult all the time. And now that I'm an adult, I'm like, I hate this. Like, this is the worst thing ever. Like, please take me back. Like, I want to be a kid again. So I'm always telling my kids, I'm like, it's not perfect. Life is not perfect. And it's going to be hard because I want them to expect that. Like, my parents were super awesome. They are super awesome. But I always just thought like my mom was like perfect, right? Because that's how you look at your parents. It's like, well, my mom's perfect. Like, she handles like all of this, right? And so you set this really bad precedence for like, well, everything's going to be perfect when I'm older. And then once you have kids, when you're pregnant, it's like, well, when I have kids, it's going to be so perfect. Like, I'm going to be such a good mom. Like, oh, my kid's never going to eat junk food. And like, oh, my kid's going to be like never on the TV. And like all of this bull that is just so inaccurate. And then you have kids and you're like, dang, like I haven't showered in like a month. And my kids are just sitting on the TV for like 5 hours. And I'm trying to like mentally get through the day. And you realize like, okay, so what I saw growing up and what I see now on social media, it's all lies. Like reality is life is not perfect. Life is messy. Life is sometimes just nasty, and you just have to deal with it. You have to roll with the punches.
Yep. 100%. You're so dead on. And you're right. I think it does stem from childhood. Cause when I think back to my childhood, I had like a rough time with my parents and stuff. We got along. It was just like a very broken household. But aside from that, it did look cool. They had this magic card that they would like buy everything with. And you know, so I totally see that. And I, with my kids, I'm so honest with them about like what it is to earn money. Cause they see their friends that maybe have a lot more things than they do. Yeah. And it's like, well, everyone is different. People can afford certain things and other people can't. But it's so true when you say that, because I think back to my parents also, even though there were struggles, I thought that it was easy and it was going to be amazing. And now I struggle so much.
It's so true. It's so true. Like not like, obviously my parents weren't perfect. Obviously they struggled. And like, I saw them struggle, but I still had this like idea of like perfection.
Of course. I think that's the thing, the joy, the thing about being a kid is like, they look at you no matter what, like you could do no wrong. And I love that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the innocence.
The innocence. When does that go away, Jamie? What age do you think?
I think when they hit their teen years, I think that's when it's going to go
like out the window. And, like. And then you'll have to have a whole other podcast, because I'm telling you, that sounds terrifying.
I'm like actually terrified of the teen years, and my daughter is approaching them, and I'm like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. So
yeah, good luck to you. You go first.
It's going to be fun.
How crucial do you think your relationship with your partner is for a good parenting system?
Very crucial. Very crucial. Like basically my husband, he had a really serious accident right after we got married. And so I was pregnant, and he ended up completely breaking his hip in a work-related accident. And because of that, it's a whole story. Like, it's a whole thing. He had a surgery that was incorrect. The surgeon had done the wrong surgery on him, and it ended up costing him his leg, essentially. Not his leg, but his hip, because the screw that was installed was rubbing on his femoral head, and it ended up causing a situation in his bone called avascular necrosis. And because of that, he lost his ability to walk. And so he wasn't walking for 4 years. I had two little kids. I'm trying to take care of them on my own. This guy is like in a wheelchair. He's very depressed. Wow. Like, he is not the man that I married, right? Like, it was
of course. Tough. Oh my gosh. I can't imagine.
It was really, really tough. Yeah. And I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to learn, like, how do you deal with a handicapped husband? This is not the life I signed up for. Like, what the heck happened? Like, I was so angry and so bitter at everything. And it was hard to parent. It was hard to parent because I felt like I was doing it by myself. But when he got better, when he had his full hip replacement, when he was able to start getting better from like his chronic depression and everything that happened because of it, he started to come around, and we started to talk about parenting more. We started to figure out our balance as a couple and as parents. And it's so important. Looking back at that time, I'm like, I don't know how I survived. I don't know how I raised two little kids. Like, he was there. He was there. But it wasn't like he was there, if that makes sense. Like, he was there, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
And I love him. And he went through so much crap. And I went through so much crap trying to take care of him and the kids. And it was really difficult. And honestly, like, so many times I'm just like, why am I doing this? Like, this is stupid. Like, what am I doing? But I was so committed to him that I stuck it out and I stayed with him. And after all of that was done, we developed our communication. We had to relearn everything. It was like we had to figure out who we were all over again as a couple, because we were different people. I had become like a very like hard person because I had been through trying to take care of him and trying to deal with kids and everything. I had to be very tough. And he was very like depressed and emotional because he had just gone through hell.
Yeah.
Like, two healthy people completely sidelined. And so we had to learn how to communicate and take care of each other in different ways. We had to learn how to parent in a totally different way than we thought we were going to when we first had kids. It was like, we're going to be this way. We're going to be this family. And we had to learn this whole new thing. But we did it. And wow. We did it. And I, you know, every day is always a struggle. There's always something. We're not perfect. We fight. But it's communication. When you have that healthy communication with the person that is in your life, when you have that healthy communication with your partner or your spouse, your relationship will excel and your parenting will excel. Communication is key.
Wow, that's incredible. I feel so terrible that he had to go through that. I'm so happy to know that he's okay now.
Yeah, it was really, really hard. And I don't know why it happened to him. I don't understand it. I remember being so bitter and so angry at God, because I'm like, why did this happen to him? Like, what is going on?
And you're seeing all these other moms too online, and their lives are different than yours. You didn't get the same first time mom experience that you probably would have wanted.
Yeah. And we were young, right? And I look back and I'm like, I remember looking at other people's pictures and being like, oh, look at them. Like, they have this beautiful, they're the guy, the husband, whatever, the partner, he's helping and he's with the kids. And I was so jealous, because I'm like, I want that.
Of course.
But it wasn't something I could have, right? Because my husband couldn't do it. Like, he tried. He held the kids every once in a while if I needed to take a shower or something. But there wasn't a lot that he could do. Because he couldn't walk with the baby. He couldn't do any of that stuff. It was very hard. So we did it though. And he is amazing. He stuck it out. He went through such crap. He had 4 huge surgeries, and not just little tiny surgeries. These are big surgeries. And he had bone grafts and all of these things to try to save the bone. And it was awful for him. Completely awful. And through all of it, he kept this faithfulness to me and to our kids. He just wasn't going to give up. He was going to keep going, even though he was depressed, even though he was in pain. He just did it.
And give yourself some credit too, because you did it too.
Oh, I know I did.
Yeah, you did it too. Okay. And never feel ashamed to say it, because that sucked for him big time. But I'm putting myself in your shoes as a new mom too, and that was not easy for you.
Yeah, girl, it was tough. And then we had when he got better, then I developed severe preeclampsia with my final pregnancy, and I almost died. And then I went through this whole battle with anxiety and just really extreme PTSD and everything. And it was brutal. And I was like, dude, what is happening to our lives? But with him, we kept this communication going. I was able to voice something is not right with me. And at first he's like, no, you'll probably be fine. You know how it is. You don't want your partner to stop. You don't want your partner to suffer. It's I want you to be okay. It's uncomfortable. But he was there. He supported me through my mental health crisis. I supported him through his. And that's just kind of how it goes. Communicating through the whole thing, not saying we're perfect. We've had lots of fights. We've had lots of issues. But every day we try. And I think that's what's most important.
Exactly. Relationships take work. It's not, that's something I totally didn't know when I was younger. I thought that that's just, it was going to be a fairy tale. Those Disney movies really messed me up.
Oh, they're lies. They're lies.
They're so lies. But, and then I struggle because my daughter loves princesses and she's all about it. But we'll watch the movie and I'll be like, listen, we need to talk, because that's not what actually happens. It's just a movie, because no one ever said that to me.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's no, it doesn't happen like that. It's not like there's some guy and he comes in and it's like, woo, we're in love. And, you know, I'm going to be a princess now. That is not true. That's not accurate.
Yep. So let's move on to another struggle, pandemic parenting. Yeah. I feel like that was really, really, really challenging for me. I know that you and I have kind of different lives in terms of you have your kids homeschooled. So you didn't have as drastic of a change in that aspect. But, you know, didn't you find it challenging maybe to not have them see their friends and family and have that group connection?
Yeah. So that's one thing, the pandemic was hard on everybody. So I can sit here and be like, oh, well, it was really hard because, you know, I had to do this and this and this. But it was hard for everybody.
Yes.
And everybody had their own degree of difficulty. So you know, some people had to do virtual learning, which was just hell. Like, my heart goes out to the virtual learning parents like yourself who have had to deal with that, because it's not fun. It's not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
Like, no. And everybody struggled in their own way. Like, I read this quote, and it's, you can't really compare yourself to somebody being like, oh, well, we're all in the same boat, because some of us aren't in a boat. Some of us are in the water swimming, trying to get to the boat. Like, yeah. It's difficult.
And some of us are in a yacht.
Right? Like, some people are like, trying to like pretend like they're like having a struggle, and it's like, dude, you're not, like, you're doing really well, I can tell.
Yeah.
But anyway, that seemed very judgy of me. I probably shouldn't have said that. Anyways, it was tough. Like, initially, like, when it first started, like, obviously with the anxiety of it, right? Like, it's like, what is happening? Like, all of a sudden we go from like normal life, and it literally happened so fast. Like, you heard about it in the news. It was like, oh, there's a pandemic. Or whatever, there's a virus and it's coming over and blah, 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 blah. But I thought it was going to be like SARS or like H1N1.
Right, me too.
You know, it was just like, okay, yeah, it's a pandemic, but it doesn't change our lives that much. So when things like just shut down, like, I was in full throttle panic mode.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
same.
I don't know what's happening. Like, I was trying to still keep my kids' lives relatively normal, but I really couldn't. Because obviously we lost all of their activities. They used to go to gymnastics with a bunch of kids. They went to see their friends. They went to their French tutor. They had all of these extra things that they would do. And all of those things were then taken away from them. And so, like, obviously every child faced that. So trying to like be strong for them was really hard, because I didn't know what was going to happen with my job. I didn't know what was going to happen like with anything. I didn't know if I was going to be able to see my parents. I didn't know if I was going to be able to do anything. And so I really had to just focus on the fact that it's not okay, and that's okay. I had to focus on the fact that, like, this sucks. And, like, I have to be here for my kids, and I have to tell them, like, yeah, this sucks. Like, and I don't have the answers. I don't have the answers. I don't know what's happening. So I had to really just show up for them, which was tough. And like any mom that's listening knows how tough that is, because it's hard when you're feeling that drastic anxiety, but you're trying to show up for your kids as like semi-normal so that they can feel some form of peace.
Yeah.
But during that, like during the beginning of the pandemic, like my kids spent a lot of time on TV and stuff because I just couldn't function. It was like I didn't know what was happening, and the uncertainty of that mixed with my anxiety, it just like was this recipe for like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Like, suddenly my husband's at home working, and this is happening, and this is happening, and I'm not taking my kids to our normal scheduled activities. It was wild ride, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was tough.
It was.
But I just had to accept the fact that reality is different now, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Right?
And there were still people online and even friends of mine who were treating it like it wasn't scary. Like, oh yeah, it's fine. Like, I'm doing great. And I knew, and I'm like, you know, when you, during that really rough time when it was terrifying, where we were like, are we all going to die? Like, I honestly, that's what went through my mind. And I would ask my friends and just check in. And some of them would be like, oh yeah, we're doing great. This is fantastic. And I'm like, but like, why? Why can't you just say, yeah, this sucks. I'm scared. Are you okay? I don't understand that. And it's the same people online that were just like still posting their pictures, happy, go lucky. Like everything was fine. Everything was perfect.
Yeah. Well, I believe that in that situation, if they deny it enough, they feel like it'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get that to a degree, because it's like you want things to be normal again. So if you appear like you're not bothered, if you appear like things are normal, maybe they will be.
Yeah.
And we learned that clearly wasn't the case. Like, this hasn't gone away, and it still hasn't gone away. And so you have to accept it. And I hate it. I hate having to accept the fact that we're in a pandemic and that my kids' lives will not be the way that I envisioned them. Just like when I first met my husband and then we had our accident, our life was not the way I envisioned it, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that's life, and it sucks. But you have to learn to go with it, and you have to learn to take the punches and then punch back.
Yeah, you're right. I never thought of it that way. It's true. I guess when you're trying to like to believe something so much and you just say it over and over, maybe it'll come true, right? I get that. I totally get that. Now you can add pandemic parenting to your crazy life, your crazy love life. Because we're talking about what happened with your husband, and then you're talking about the pandemic and just all these things. But it makes you so much stronger. And it shows. It shows in your posts and how you're able to laugh about it. That's so important because we need to laugh about it sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you, like, I'm not the type of person that's going to be like, you need to be positive all the time. Because you don't. Like, you're going to have bad days. That's normal. It's normal to have bad days. When I have a bad day, I'm not like, well, I'm going to go post on social media and make it look rosy and perfect. Like, no, it's a bad day. Sometimes I have bad weeks.
Yeah.
Sometimes I struggle heavily. And I don't want to give off this fake sense to anybody that I am like this perfect, like, oh, well, you know what? I'm just going to laugh at all my problems and it's just going to go away. Like, yes, I do love to laugh and I do have a sense of humor and I do love to make other people laugh. But genuinely, life sucks sometimes. And sometimes you just have to sit there and be like, all right, it sucks. And you just have to have a down day and you just have to let yourself cry and you have to just move through it. Because that's what life is.
How do you get past like thinking about what other people think about you? Because
that's a tough
one. Right? Because you're so honest. And the reason why people hide is because they don't want others to see the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? So I really learned throughout this whole journey that I've been on with like my husband with his accident and then my like anxiety and like my son having like very chronic health issues because of the preeclampsia and just all of it. I learned that I have to just be myself because if I'm not, I just cannot survive. I just can't. I have to just be myself and I have to accept the fact that not everybody is going to like me and I don't care. And like, that's really hard to say because I spent so much of my life, like from the time I was little, I always wanted to impress people. I wanted to be like the girl that was like, oh, like, yeah, okay, let's do that. Like, and you know, I was very peer pressure, like everything, like I wanted to look a certain way. I wanted to act a certain way. I didn't want to stand out. I wanted to be like, just, you know, another one of the girls, but then that's not who I am. I am the type of person that I have to kind of be the one that's up front, like with the machete, like in the jungle, cutting the branches, because that's my life. I have to do that. And so if people don't accept me for who I am, it's their problem. So that's how I show up online the way that I am, because it's my life and I'm not going to be fake to other people trying to prove that like, oh, well, you should follow me because I have like, you know, this perfect attitude. Like, no, like this is me. This is my real life. So that's kind of what I have done with the Genuine Mom is just, this is life. This is what my life looks like. It's messy. It's crazy, but it's fun. And so that's how I show up. That's why I don't care what people think anymore, which is funny to say, because sometimes I do. I have like these phases, right?
Yes.
Like, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes somebody will comment on something and it'll just like hit me in the gut and it'll be like, oh man, like I'm a loser. Like that's how I think. And then I have to correct myself and realize like, no, I am a good person. I am a loving mom and I care deeply about other moms that are struggling like I have. And so if I have to put myself out there and be real, even though it's uncomfortable sometimes, I'm going to do it because I care and I want other people to know that they're going to be okay.
And there's always going to be someone who has something to say.
Oh, yes. Of course, on the internet, right? Like,
yes. Well, according to my teenage... Oh, you used the word. According to my teenage nieces, if you have trolls, then you know you've made it. Someone wrote something rude to me and my niece was like... She was happened to be with me and she was like, you got a hate comment? you made it. This is it. I was like, no, thank you. I'd rather not.
Yep. Yeah. It's hard. It is. But you just have to keep moving forward. You have to remember your goal and your goal is to help other people. Mm-hmm. So you have to just ignore those people that are going to say mean things along the way.
And I found such amazing people in this Instagram world, people like yourself who are so genuine and kind and actually care. It makes such a difference. The other people don't matter. You know how sometimes the celebrities would say, like, you could get millions of positive comments, but they focus on that one negative. I can truly say that I don't do that anymore. I'm constantly, when I do feel down or something happens, like I see a message or anything like that, I just think about these 10, 20, whatever it is, people that have raised me up and I'm so grateful for, and I feel better instantly.
Yes. That's beautiful. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk advice for moms, new moms, okay? What advice do you give them? Not just social media in general. I know we could probably do a whole episode on just advice for this, but like, let's say three things that you would want a new mom to know.
Okay, so three things. Number one, life is not perfect and it won't be perfect and you're going to get through it. Maybe that's number two. Nah, I'll do number two. Number two, just take it one day at a time. It's so easy to be like, all right, I'm going to jump ahead. I'm going to be like over here thinking about when my kid is like walking and like blah, 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 blah. Just take it one day at a time. Enjoy every single step that you're in. And number three, don't feel pressured to enjoy every step that you're in, which sounds so funny because I literally just said enjoy every step that you're in your parenting journey. But if you're, like I said before, if you're having a bad day, it's okay. It doesn't mean that you're like resenting the fact that you're a mom. It doesn't mean that you're a bad mom. It doesn't mean anything like that. It just means that you're having a bad day. It just means that reality is that sometimes life sucks. And like being a mom is freaking hard. It's so hard, especially in the beginning when those babies are little and they're crying and they want milk all the time and they want to be changed and they want to be burped and they have colic and everything else. It's hard.
It is hard.
But you do it. You do it every single day. But you need to have grace for yourself, just like you would for anybody else in your life.
Yep. And there's no such thing as being a perfect mom. Don't look online and compare yourself to everybody else. Everyone's journey is different. Yep. And people are lying online. Let's keep that in mind. You know, I post a great family picture. True. Maybe it took me 100 shots to get that family picture.
Right.
I had to bribe my kids with something to get that picture. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And, it's so true. Ask for help. That's something I struggled with. I wanted everyone to think I knew how to do everything. I could do everything on my own. And I couldn't. I struggled so hard with nursing. And I had a colicky daughter. She was up all night, like just so much struggles, and I didn't want to bother anyone. I don't know if it's that I didn't want to look weak, but I just wanted people to think I'm a good mom. I don't need help. I can do this on my own.
I know.
It's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to say it's hard.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to ask for help. It may feel uncomfortable in the moment, but it's good.
Yeah. And pat yourself on the back. Tell yourself, like, I'm a good mom.
Yes.
Right? Absolutely. I remind my friends that, but I need to remind myself that your self-talk is so important. What you say to yourself, you'll believe. Just like we said.
Positive affirmations all the way. Like, be positive.
Yes.
As much as you can. I mean, when it comes to yourself and your talk.
Yes, exactly. Aw, Jamie, thank you so much for being my guest. Like, I knew it was going to be amazing and I knew it was going to be honest. You truly are the genuine mom. You really are.
Aww,
I appreciate you so much, our friendship on Instagram, and just you're always making me laugh with your reels. That's good. You make me feel less alone with your raw mom truths, and I really, really appreciate it.
You're so welcome, and thank you for having me as a guest on your show. It's very awesome. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And you're doing a great thing. You're so encouraging and helpful to people. And that is something that is very admirable. So good job.
Thank you so, so much. And you can find Jamie on Instagram, and it's Jamie, J-A-Y-M-E-E, the genuine mom, where, again, like I mentioned, always making you laugh, always being true and honest. She also has a blog and, of course, her incredible podcast called The Genuine Mom Club. All the information will be found down below in the description. Thanks for tuning in.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out episode 7 of the Anything But Simple Talk podcast. I wanted to just remind all of my moms listening, any parent listening, that you're doing amazing. give yourself some credit, give yourself some slack, and know that you're doing the best that you can. Follow your heart and follow your gut. Make sure to like, subscribe, share this with a friend, leave me a comment. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, don't be afraid to be anything but simple. The best people are.